Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booz. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets. This week's poet is Veronica Noshell. Her poem is called
Kobayashi Maru, A Bedtime Story, for Elijah McLean. Elijah, when you were killed by police, even as you declared aloud your defenselessness, your steadfast vow of pacifism, your devotion to the shelter kittens you regularly lulled to sleep with your violins, songs, did it all feel familiar? When they injected that toxic dose of veterinary drugs into your shaking arms, did you return to Tibet of 70 years prior, with your fellow monks' spirits hovering in the air, dead yet still humming with your combined, chanted wishes to take the whole of the world's suffering away with you, begging to carry its weight on your back as your soul rides to the skies and the stomachs of the circling vultures? A pacifist facing down the heavily armed, your declarations of defenselessness again your only weapon against those determined to silence your people. Did it ring a bell, spin the wheel of Dharma, hum into eternity the low vibrations of singing bowls or the fine motor skills that control the quiver of the violin's bow, scratching notes out of strings like the cyclic purrs of newborn kittens against the bellies of their mothers? An endless loop of sound that says, I am here. All is well. Elijah, you are the authoritarian bully's greatest fear. Strength without force is a monster these wanton warriors and tyrants simply don't know how to fight. And now, as you lie on the pavement with the warm passing up through your clothes and into your veins, may I tell you a story? A true one? Not at all long ago, maybe a handful of years on the same continent that caresses your cooling body now, there was an adolescent wolf cub whose entire family was killed by land management. His life was spared, but in exchange, he was collared with a tracking device, and once a year, like Santa Claus, they would fly to him, helicopter blades biting the sky into pieces with a sound like the world was going to end. In his wood, with high-powered telescopic rifle blasts from so far above, it must have seemed like the sound simply caused their heads to explode. One after another, his mate, gravid with pups, his cubs half-grown to gawky, popping in horrible red firework bursts right where they had been trotting behind him moments before. A noise rising out of White Ear he would never forget. A cross between a yelp and a throaty deep cough as she dropped. And the wolf would lie flat to the ground, eyes closed, expecting to be next. But instead, the nightmare noise faded away. Every time he was left to lick the ears on their bleeding heads, to nuzzle their paws in a vain attempt to please make their bodies work again, please. In that moment, did he remember the first time, at just a year old, seeing his parents, his sisters, and his mother's new litter wasted in a pile of yelps, then silence while he grappled for control of his brain as it was forced into a helpless, drugged sleep? Did he remember waking up on the bloodied ground with a heavy box strapped to his neck and their bodies gone, taken by their killers to be stretched over taxidermy forms in an office, a display somewhere meant to educate their children about his kind? That wolf must have remembered the next time it happened, and the next time. Did he start to believe it was a disease he carried? An exploding typhoid to his Mary? Now, Elijah, can I please whisper one last thing I hope you'll remember before you have to go, before all this happens again? Please? Please, I don't want to be this radio caller anymore. My white skin a deadly betrayal to the men and women murdered all around me. How didn't I know it was happening all around me? Not till technology became a witness did I have a clue that murders blossomed red and real wherever I went. Black bodies falling around me like lost mothers, lovers, family, best friends, strangers, my mentors, teachers, and heroes like you. Snap, 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 and they're gone. Day after day, the same true story repeating itself, and I didn't even know. Didn't even know this, even notice. But I remember now. I want to be wolves together. We can be majestic. We can fight back with our harmlessness and our teeth. I don't know if you'll take me, but I know I have to try. I will remember now.
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booz.